Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the Daycare and School at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
Catalog number 1812. Catalog number 1812.
For a moment. Oh, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father. Again, we come now. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind while I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons, and to all of God's children, it's good to be a child of the God. Good to be a child of the King. Without him, we can't do nothing. In him, we live, move, and we have our being. Thank God for our choir. We still in our series. We're still trying to convince somebody that this God that we serve, he needs nothing. Number 163, he not begging for nothing. He not hungry. Because if he went far enough, say, if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. So he need nothing. But when we come to our senses, We can't do nothing without him. And I mean nothing. And God been dealing with us now in these last days. And we approaching them fast, but we ignoring the last days. We wonder what happening. We wonder what going on. Read your Bible. You don't have to do but just read your Bible. And you'll find out what's going on in these last and evil days. According to the scripture, that one thing, God is not scratching his head, wondering what's going to happen tomorrow. He got tomorrow in his hand. He knew all this work from the beginning to the ending. Let's blow your mind right there. I know my work from the beginning to the ending. Let's blow your mind. You can't surprise me with nothing. Because I already know my work from the beginning to the end. Look at 2 Timothy, if you will, 3:12 and 13. 2 Timothy 3:12 and 13. Say, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men, that's happening right now, and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. If you ever want to see phoniness going on now, it's right now. In these last and evil days. And Paul letting us see what's going on in these last and evil days. The world, I promise you, won't get no better. If it does, guess what? The Bible done told a lie. What you trying to say, Pastor Walker? I'm trying to say the thing that is happening is no surprise to God. He already done told us. And he wants us, the church, to prepare herself. Because we see it all around us right now. So many people don't believe Jesus is coming back again. So many. They don't believe it. I have talked to folks. I know you have talked to folks. And they don't believe the second coming of Jesus. Much not said about it. But he coming back. The Bible said, and I believe what the Bible said, that God can't lie. He coming back just like he said that he would. And if we don't believe that Jesus is coming back, we need to lock these doors right here and go home and do what we want to do. And don't come back in this church no more. Anybody in here that don't believe that Jesus is coming back the second time and don't believe, you need to walk out of here right now. Or you just need Jesus to come in your life. And we see the signs. That's what I love about the Lord. He gave us signs in his word. Let us be alert. Let us watch and see his coming. And folks wondering what's going on, what's happening. Read your Bible. God nowhere stretching his head, wondering what's going to happen tomorrow when he got tomorrow in his hand. And some of us looking at me right now, I said, looking at me, don't believe the second coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus is man's last hope. You're right. I said, man, last hope. Bless his holy name. Your soul got lost in the garden, listening to the devil. I said, your soul, my soul, man's soul, got lost in the garden, listening to the devil. And guess what? He's still talking. He's still talking. Well, Reverend Walker, how do I know when the devil talking and when Jesus talking? If he's not saying nothing about the word of God, it's the devil talking to you. If you can't prove what he's saying in the word of God, that's the devil talking to you. That's the devil talking. You got to know the devil voice from God voice.
Yes.
If God doesn't bag up what he said, you know good and well ain't nobody but the devil. The devil tell folks jump off in the river and kill themselves. Now, God ain't going to tell you that. The devil tell you shoot somebody. God ain't going to tell you that. The devil tell you do all these stupid, crazy things. God ain't going to tell you that. So you read your Bible, you'll know God talked and you'll know the devil talked. Because the devil's still acting. He's still in business. And in these last days, he more busy than ever. Because he know his time. It's not long. He told man, you won't surely die. He died both spiritual and physically. Spiritually separated from God forever. Physically, he temporarily separated. That body can leave and go somewhere. But he coming. And Jesus letting us know, get yourself ready. In the last day, man need to know the Lord is in control. He need to know that trouble is in this world. Everywhere you go, you find what? And my brothers and sisters, in the last days, is nowhere on this earth without trouble. Let me know. We'll try to get there. Nowhere you go is not without trouble. In the home is what? Trouble. Car, husband and wife can't get along. Children, parents can't get along. In the home. In the home, I said, trouble. In the school, it's trouble. Shooting up one another is in trouble. It's just trouble. On the job is what? Trouble. Killing one another. Following Jesus is what? Trouble. Everywhere you go in these last days is nothing but trouble. In the church house, it's what? Trouble. Somebody mad with somebody right now. Looking at me, listening at the gun. Mad with somebody right now. Don't shoot them, please don't shoot them. But mad right now. In the church. They shoot up folks in the church. Trouble. Everywhere you go is nothing but trouble. God Almighty. And God was still in control. And my brothers and sisters, everything that we see happening in this sinful world, don't let it be surprised. It's some new stuff happening. Don't let it be surprised. I said new stuff in the last and evil day. You better start listening at God instead of listening at the devil. In these last and evil days, Jesus said these things going to be. And we got to look for them to be because they're going to be because God said they're going to be. And when you say God said something, you just park yourself and just wait on it. Because it's going to be. We're dealing with a God can't lie. Everybody said can't lie. He can't lie. God Almighty, a God that can't lie. That blow your mind right there. A God that can't lie. What he need to lie for? Well, let me tell you since you wonder about it. Number one, I know my work from the beginning to the end. I don't scratch my head and wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. I got tomorrow in my hand. What I'm making a mistake for when I already don't fix things like I want to fix them and can't nobody unfix them. Bless his holy name. This the kind of God that we serve. And you see things happening now knocking us off our feet.
Cause what? The last what? Day. Strange things are happening. Even to the church, strange things are happening in the last and evil days. He said we will become worldly. Talking about church tonight. He will become what? Worldly. In love with this what? Present world. In love. The church is not to get in love with this present world. Somebody got to talk about it. We want to talk about how I can get a dollar, how I can get a dime, or how to get well. But you need to talk about what's happening in these last and evil days. And not surprised, I'm kind of keep telling you that God already told us they're going to happen in these last and evil days. And he's dealing with his church. He's dealing with the church of Christ. Paul, look at Titus for me. Titus 2, 11 and 12. Cite Titus 2, 11 and 12. Let's see what already been said here.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men.
Yeah.
Teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world.
Now he's dealing with the church right there. Let's stay right there. See, now he's dealing with the church right there now. Okay? We should what? Live what? Soberly. All right. Soberly. And what else? Right. And what else?
Godly.
In what world?
In this present world.
Right now. That's the problem right there. See, we don't want to live for Christ.
Yes, sir.
We want to follow the world because the world doing everything because it's worldly. We want to join with the world.
Right.
We here to convince the world that we can live, and the world can kind of condemn us that we can't live.
Right.
So there's a fight going on everywhere now, living for Christ and not living for Christ. We got to show the world we can live for Christ. Why, Reverend Walker? We've been born again. We've been converted. They can't live for Christ because they haven't been converted. But we got to be the light of the world. Who's going to show Christ if the church doesn't show Christ? Somebody got to show Jesus still live. Everybody say he's dead, but he what? Still live. He died. But all this Sunday morning, he got up. So we know he what? Live. We got to show that. The church got to show he still what? Live.
Amen. Amen.
That's what church got.
That's right.
Folk take the church lightly.
Yes, sir.
We the light of the world. We got to show the world how to get to Jesus. And watch this. I've been passing a long time. But church folk don't want to see the church live right.
No.
We want to have fun like we used to have fun. Somebody got to stand up and show Jesus. How in the world we going to convince that man out there shooting up everybody, doing everything but right? He can't stop doing right, but he got to see us doing what? Right.
Amen.
We the light of the world. This world is dark. Spiritually, the world is dark. But Jesus come to be what? The light. To show that we can live for Christ. And show the world that we've been born again. I'm not talking about that mama birth. I'm talking about the spirit birth. Let me straighten that out a little bit. It's born again. The old folks we talk about, we don't talk about born again no more. Y'all know that?
Yes,
boy, when we come to little boys and little girls, boys, all here, being born again.
Yes, sir.
These young folks know what being born again all about sometimes.
You're right. Exactly right.
Born again. Number one, I'm going to take my time right here. Born again, I don't do what I used to do. Cause I've been what? My first birth I stole.
All right. Come on, Reverend.
My first birth I shoot you.
Yeah.
Reverend.
My first birth I do everything but right.
Yeah.
But somebody touched me.
Yeah.
And when they touched me, I got what? Born. I left the old birth and got a new birth. Where I used to steal, I don't steal no more. Where I used to dig ditches, I ain't got to dig ditches no more. Because I've been what? Born again. I used to get drunk, but I don't get drunk no more. Because I've been what? Born again. Something strange about being what? God Almighty. Deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We should be what? Soberly. Don't be drunk no more. Talking about spiritual soberness. Being righteousness and godly in this world.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to heaven. You're not get this straight before you go to heaven. Ain't no mess in him. Ain't no sin in him. You can get straight where you can go to him.
Yes, sir. Amen.
God want us to show some help. Right. How I'm going to help other folks who down yonder, I'm doing the same thing they doing. Right. It ain't going to help like that. Right. Oh, let me see a little further. Isn't it, sir? Just like they down in the bottom. That means everything going on down there. Everything but right. Dog everywhere you go. But I spot a light.
Come on, man.
I looked up and saw a light.
Yes, sir.
I believe I go where that light is.
Yes, sir.
Light.
All right,
I'm going to be where that light. Look at this. Look at that.
Yes, sir.
When I get to that light, something touched me.
Glory to God.
And when I got touched, I looked back and said, I ain't got to go back down there.
Yeah.
Because something gonna happen to me. I've been changed. I don't know what gonna happen, but I don't want to go back down no more. I got something new now. Well, I get it happen to me. I got something new on the inside of me. I don't love what I used to love now no more because I've been changed. Something about being changed. Ungodly stuff no more. In this present world. In this what world?
Present.
This present world. You got another verse?
No, sir, that's it.
Bless his holy name. So my brothers and sisters, we living in time now where we don't care nothing too much about Jesus. We just love this what world? Present. But somebody got to be a light.
Amen.
Somebody got to show something. Right. Did you get Timothy 4? 2 Timothy 4 for a minute, Paul.
Not yet.
Get 2 Timothy 4. 4 and 10.
For Demas have forsaken me.
Yeah.
Having loved this present world.
Yeah.
And is departed unto Thessalonica.
Yeah.
Cretans to Galatia.
Yeah.
Titus to Dalmatia.
All of this now. All of this. Demas. God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Has forsaken me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is what happened to the late church now.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Some the fellow did work with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I use your man?
Yes, sir.
And we love Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He go preach, I go preaching.
Yes, sir.
He go down the street. I go that way, but we talked about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
But you go down there now. He done left me now.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna leave here. He left me. He left me. He was with me.
Yes,
Paul said, demon gone.
Yeah.
Something took place somewhere.
Yeah.
Something got his attention.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, he left me.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, he got tired of following Jesus.
Yeah.
Now he's following the devil.
Preacher.
He done left the preacher.
Yeah.
And that's how the devil tempt folks.
Yeah.
And they tempt folks to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Demon done left me. Going back in this prison. They call themselves having fun.
Yeah.
Who had some fun last night?
Well,
last night fun.
Yeah.
through the years form. But watch this now. See, but don't forget about now your soul. Always remember your soul. Your soul got to stay somewhere forever. Now you stay right there. Don't bother you. Your soul. Remember your soul. You're having your fun, but your what? Soul. You're having a good time. The body having a good time. The outside having a good time. But your inside is real miserable on the inside. That poor soul's already come from now and then. That poor soul's already came from heaven. Now you got me back. It's a mess down there. I'm miserable. My soul is miserable. My soul was holy. You don't mess me up. That's where we get saved, to get our soul with a joy, that unspeakable joy. Yeah. But demons done left me. Yeah. Stay there, buddy. Demons done left me. He got messed up. Keep on running with the wrong crowd. You better watch me now. I don't mean a bit of harm. Keep on nipping. Keep on following the rock and roll shit. Yeah. You'll be right back where he is. Yeah. Don't left me. Watch this now. If you leave Jesus, where are you going when you die? Yeah. I don't mean a bit of harm. I'm trying to help you out. Get this thing plain. Make it plain. Now, he don't left me. In other words, all he's saying, demon done left Jesus. He gone back where he came from. He loved what he left more than what he got. Nothing more powerful than Jesus. Nothing more loving than Jesus. Nothing more careful than Jesus. Nothing on his ass. You tell me you left Jesus for that mess down there.
That's right.
My man. Nothing. Yeah. Call yourself having a good time. Booting it up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get drunk. Yes, sir. Doing everything but right. Yes, after a while, his soul get weary then. The devil wear you down.
Yes, he will.
In that flesh.
Yes.
You having a good time with your body?
Yes.
Or you just whooping it up in watch this now. God said, those I love,
yes, sir.
I'm going to chase them.
Yes, sir.
He still belongs to God.
Yeah.
God said, I send the hound. Can I say hound?
Yeah.
I send the hound at him.
Yes,
the hound sickness.
Yes, sir.
The hounds are hungriness.
Yeah.
The hounds are hateful.
Yeah.
I'm going to send them at him.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with hungry first.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He got no money now. He begging.
Yes, sir.
Folks getting tired of him.
Yeah.
Coming over to mama house, the bomb of a meal.
Yeah.
Come down to your house. He hungry. He needs some patches on now.
Come on,
don't even take a bath no more. He started stinking him. See, when God get a whipping you, he whip you good. He'll get you back home.
Yeah.
And sometimes sickness, he hits you so hard, he said, I want to go back home.
Yeah.
Something come to itself. God said, those I love, I chase them. Ain't you glad of that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you ever, I know the young people, they don't stop doing that now. Have you ever, when coming up as a little boy, a little girl, and you get whipping, and they're whipping you. He just hollering. Mama, stop whipping me. I whip you because I love you. I whip you because I love you. I want to say, stop loving me then, but have you ever whoop your cup, I love you. I whoop your cup, I love you. I'm whipping you, cup, I what? Love you.
Amen.
That's what God does to us.
Amen.
Keep on hanging out there, watch this now, watch this. I ain't got scared about it. If you never be chastised and been born again, and I gave the world doing everything but right, you better check your salvation now. I want y'all to get that now. Ain't that right, Joe? You're running back home, aren't
you? I hear you, Pastor.
Watch them say it again. Because you ain't got that good. Yeah. I said, if you out there supposed to be a Christian, doing everything but right, enjoying doing it, you better check your salvation out. Because God said, those who I love, I'm going to chase them. You may not be one of his. Because he said, those I love, I'm going to chase you. I get you back home.
Amen.
It ain't no problem. He'll get you back home.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. When you got your big bulldog out there watching over you, and that bulldog one day looked at you and started growling, I make your own dog bite you, and you feed me. God Almighty. You better watch. God will get you back home.
Amen.
I mean, he'll run you back.
Amen.
And buddy, when you run, you knock everybody. God will get you in a sense. He'll whip you so hard, you'll come there crawling.
Amen.
Come there crawling.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, but he can whip.
Yes, sir.
And that way, God, those who I love, I what? When you're not being chased by God and you're doing everything but right, I'm trying to repeat myself now where you understand it. And never be chased by God, something wrong somewhere.
That's right.
Ain't I telling the truth, saints?
Yeah.
The Bible backed me up. The Bible backed me up.
Yeah.
You my child.
Yeah.
You're doing everything but right in my child.
Yeah.
I'm going to whip you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's our job, is to get whipped. If we don't want to do right.
That's right.
Hallelujah. These little bad children, I ain't talking about y'all, but I'm talking about y'all. The bad children, sometimes they're so hard-headed now.
Yes, sir.
These are hard-headed children now. I ain't talking about y'all up there. These are hard-headed children now you ever saw in your life. Mama kept us in line. When I was a boy, you stayed in line. You may stumble and fall out of line and get in a little mess, but brother, you will soon get back in line. Because mama has something, I tell you, in the house, she'll make you get back in line. Because she loves you.
Yes,
when mama don't care what you do, daddy don't care what you do, ain't no love there.
Amen. Amen.
I'm talking about real, true love.
Right.
Those who I love, I'm going to chase them.
Right.
Now, you got drunk? I'm still got you down there. I'm just here. Your wife don't left you. You don't got married now. You know, life don't left you. Got sick. Got two or three children. And still trying to be a bop daddy, but you don't got sick. See, some kind of way God gonna get you. If anybody know how to hit you, God know how to hit you. He know where to hurt you more than anywhere. Cause he God. And when God be your enemy, boy, I wanna run with you. I said, if God is your enemy, don't you come close to me. No, no. Anything may happen. Ain't no help nowhere. They said some seven-haired sister down in New Orleans. They know they reach a palm. But the seven-haired sister can't help you. If God is your enemy, can't nobody help you.
Ain't no good,
Reach, Reverend.
Now he don't got sick. Hold on, man. You better watch God. Don't take this funny, but you better watch God.
Yes, sir.
And the doctor done everything for him.
Yes, sir.
Done everything for him, but he's still God's child.
Yes,
still God's child.
Yes, sir.
And the doctor said, "Well, we can't do no more for you." Mm. And now he talking about ain't playing.
Oh Lord.
Boy, he don't got it. He don't got it. Oh Lord, show us. Oh Lord. I'm marking somebody. Oh, Lord. You know I'm your child. You knew that when you got in that mess, but I'm your child. Help me, Lord. If you just get me out of this, I promise you, I'll serve you till I die.
Yes, Lord.
Don't we say it, y'all? Don't be looking at me funny. Don't you say it. Get me out of this.
Yes, Lord.
Can hardly walk.
Yes, Lord.
Souls on me.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said he can't do no more for me.
Yes, Lord.
God, you let him suffer a while.
Yes, Lord.
And yes. After a while,
yes, Lord.
God may not answer the prayer in a way to let him know. Then he began to healing up a little bit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Been to every doctor. It wasn't the doctor. God let you see it wasn't him.
Yes.
It's me.
Yes, Lord.
Because that stuff the doctor gave ain't done nothing for you. Tried everything. Now he's just about ready to die, but God couldn't do something.
Yes, Lord.
Started healing him up a little bit.
Thank you, Lord.
And then you see him getting healed, getting the feeling about him.
Yes,
got a little energy now.
Yes, Lord.
Getting the boy, he can talk. Boy, he's thanking God as he goes.
Yes, Lord.
And boy, Lord, how much? But when God healed him.
Yes, sir.
When God healed him.
Yes, sir.
Come up them steps now.
Yes, sir.
God healing me. God don't touch them.
Yes,
he healed it.
Yes,
when God.
Yes, sir.
Can I be the pastor for a while then?
Yes,
hey, Reverend, let me testify.
Yes, sir.
What? I ain't gonna hold along. Let me testify. I know where I was.
Yes.
I know what I've been.
Yes.
He done brought me, Reverend.
Yes.
Let me tell the folk what he done for me. You go sit down.
Yes, sir.
You want to tell somebody
yes.
what God has done for you.
Because
you know where you are.
Yes.
You know what you been.
Yes.
You down in a ditch and can't get off.
Yes.
But I.
Yes.
Come on, folks. There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. He can do anything, but he just can't fail.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So God tests us and tries us when we fall by the wayside. He knows what to go and do for you. Because you still is what? Child. Always remember, if you're the child of God, you're the child of God. He'll whip you back home. He ain't gonna leave you, but he'll whip you back home because you still got his blood. That's my blood in you.
Come on.
My blood ain't going to hell.
Yes, sir.
My blood is in you.
Yes, sir.
I just tear you up. When I get through with you, you coming back home. Just the kind of God that we serve. A God that loves us. God that proves that he loves us. God that shows us that he loves us. He puts you in things. Sometimes he lets you see that I'm able to do anything. And not only that, you ain't got to do nothing. God just tests you. He just a test you. May not be because of sin. He tests you all kind of ways. Just to let you know the devil said, let me have him.
Yeah.
You ain't got to get nothing. You ain't got to do nothing.
Yes, sir.
The devil and God still talking.
Hey.
Just like Job day, be still talking.
Yes, sir.
Still talking.
Yeah.
Oh, devil, I'll go talk to the Lord.
Yeah.
Go talk to the Lord. I'll get a hope to so-and-so. I bet you he'll cuss him.
Yes, sir.
They still talking.
Yeah.
God and devil still what?
Oh, yes. All right.
That fella don't mean you no harm. That sister don't mean you no good.
All right.
Don't mean that's, she just doing that because you done that. You take that from her and see what'll happen.
Right.
God Almighty, I bet I still make her curse you to your face. God Almighty, all this goes on all the time between God's saints and the devil devils. See, the devil devils and his own. All this goes on still right now. And when you're going through your tests and your trial, before you come to a conclusion, stop and pray. You think something gonna happen to you, strange, but yet still stop. Think and pray. God will let our mind go back to the Bible to let you know that's in the Bible where I done tried, folks. You just watch, see what they done. You ain't got to do nothing bad. And if you do something bad, I still know how to get you. All right. I'm trying to get folks who never done nothing. We say call bad, that God got you out there. No, he just tests you out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The devil and God still talking. Yes. Go to church every Sunday. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't miss church, blah, 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 blah. Love folks, blah, 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 blah. But let me have her. Let me get a hold to her. Let me put my hands on her. I'll make her stop doing all them good things that she's doing. This is what we got to watch. Watch this now. Don't get in a shape because you're doing something for God all the time. He ain't going to test you out. God ain't done nothing. You ain't got to do nothing.
That's right.
The devil and God still talking.
That's right.
And the devil get jealous just because you don't got saved. They used to use that same woman. The devil said, you used to be my servant. You done what I told you to do. But you don't mess my in. Got touched by Jesus. Hey, let me say this, Jess. I told you don't hang around that church. And you, the devil talking to him or something. I told you hang around. I told you don't hang around New Bethlehem.
Come on, Rick.
Can I say New Bethlehem? I told you don't hang around.
Yes.
Cause it's them folks that love the Lord.
Yes.
That stuff that some of them got, you'll catch it. I ain't talking about all of them, but some of them. You may get messed up with some of them, but some of them, you may catch some that come from heaven. Your feet will get light. Your soul get exhausted on the inside with joy and nothing but peace. And you'll find yourself lifting up nobody but one name, and that name is Jesus. The devil, when you hang around them kind of folks, and when they get the love of God on the inside, they started loving folks they couldn't stand. Can I ask a question? Now, you ain't got to raise your hand, but you don't know who you're talking about. Is anybody in here that you used to couldn't stand? Ain't nobody know but me and you and God. I'm not gonna know it. But I'm not gonna know it. But you ain't gonna tell nobody, is you? No, but tell the truth then.
Yeah.
It's some folks in here one time I couldn't stand. I put them in the hands of the Lord.
Thank you.
Let God fix your heart.
Amen.
When you see a person acting like crazy all the time, fighting all the time, messes all the time, something on the inside missing. I said something on the inside missing. When you start listening to the devil, stop reading your Bible, you're going to get mad with everybody.
Right.
They ain't got, you just don't like them anyway.
Yeah.
When you get criticized and everything comes to you, better check your own self out.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody right but you. You better check your own self right.
Yeah.
Check your own self out. Because when the devil, that's how he deal with folks.
Yeah.
Everybody get to looking bad.
Yeah.
Least the thing is said to you.
Yeah.
Then your neighbor, he messing with you too. And then the devil got you in his hand like he wanna. You'll be messy everywhere you go. On your job, in the church, and everywhere you go. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll start hating everybody.
That's right.
That's how the devil deal with folks. That's when you get yourself straightened out before you get you too far, John. When you start hating folks for no reason at all. I mean, y'all better listen to me now. This is how the devil work. For no reason at all.
Mama.
Just because you don't like them. Sometimes folks be jealous.
Yeah.
What you doing jealous of somebody?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Jealous. Jealous of what? God made you like he want to make you. He. If you stay with him, he'll keep take care of you like he take care of everybody else. They get jealous because folk got more than they have. Forget about that.
You're right.
Yeah. Got 5 suits. So what? Black, yellow, brown shoes and green shoes. So what? What you getting mad with that lady for?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Paul, you don't care about me bringing up your name, do you?
Go ahead.
Paul can bury me in suits. What I'm getting mad at Paul, he got more suits than I got. Get all the suits he want. If he wants some more story, I'll pick a little play for him. Help out me. You'll be surprised. I know it sounds funny. You'll be surprised of some, especially women, some men, but they get jealous because somebody got more clothes than they got. So what? God ain't looking at no clothes. He's looking at the heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
God won't have a heart right, not have a clothes right. I ain't down on nobody. You can be sharp as a tack. The old folks are sharp as a tack, but rusty as a nail. God want our heart right. Not our clothes right, but our heart right. If your heart right, you're going to wear some clothes. They ain't got to be brand new. They can have patches on them as long as you God child. This God will. I said, this God will. He does what he wants to do and can't nobody stop him.
Thank you, Lord.
We got to get this stuff out of us. Being jealous of one another, trying to act like one another. God made you like you. You just be you a Christian. If you make me a Christian, that's all God wants you to be. Don't worry about what folks got, what folks said. Forget about what folks said.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do like them old folks who said years ago. Talk about me. The much as you please. The more you talk, I'm going to be on my knees. That's what all folks used to say.
Yes, sir.
I'ma dare somebody. My time about up. I'ma dare somebody to try this. Try.
Yes,
I dare you to try.
Yeah.
I dare you to try.
Take your time.
I dare you to try. I'ma dare you to try. Now I ain't trying to pick on nothing, but just watch what I'm saying. I'm trying to help you. Watch the devil.
Yes, sir.
He will talk about you like a dog.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, he'll let you know who it is.
Yeah.
Watch this now.
Come on, Rev.
Stick with it. I said, it can be a she, but he or she talk about you like a dog, and you don't care.
Oh.
They know it.
Thank you.
They know it. You know it, because they want you to know it.
Yeah.
Let me say it like this, y'all, please. But I double dog you to do what I tell you to do. Double dog.
Yes. All right, man.
I promise you.
All right.
It works.
Yeah.
If you know, look, stop going home. Jesus said, Lord, here she come again. Here he come again. I told her what to do. Talk about me. Telling your wife. Got your wife upset too now. You can't rest at night. Take a hack of sauce and go to sleep. Cause somebody talking about you. I dare you. Everybody say, I dare you. I'm a double dog dare you. I mean it. I mean, I dare you. From the depth of my heart, I dare you to get on your knees. I'm a dare you to do it. You ain't got to tell nobody. Just talk to God. He fights your battle for you. I dare you to get on your knees. James, can I say James? James giving you hell. Talking about you like a dog. Susan, whoever. I dare you to get on your knees. I say, oh Lord. I know I come short of your glory. I sinned against you many times. Forgive me. In the name of Jesus. But my enemy, Mary. Can I say Mary? She downed me so bad and she fixing things for me that fell. And just bless her. Bless her.
Just bless her. 1812.
Don't try to name nothing. Just say bless her. Forget about name. Just say bless her. I don't know how long it'll take, but I dare you when you see her. Stop ducking her. She over there. You're supposed to be over there, but you're going way around yonder. I know it sounds funny, but I dare you to do it. I say, I dare you, Betty. I dare you to do it. It works. God, you know what God would do? God will make them feed you. You didn't act for nothing. You ain't begging for nothing. But when God get through with you, those who I love, he said, what? I chase them. And if you're the enemy, I know how to stop you. You just pray for them. I mean this, y'all. I dare you to do it. I said, I dare you. Look at your neighbor and say, I dare you.
I dare you.
Dare you get on your knees. Watch. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't. Let me tell you, killing. See, but let me tell you what they'll be afraid of. They afraid God's going to bless them anyway.
Oh, that's right.
Stop. Get that out your mind. See, you're afraid to say, Lord, you get mad. God's going to do what he want to do. He wants you to do that. You represent him. Lord, I know she treat me like this, and I know he doing me like this, but bless him. Keep him in your care. What he needs, you know what they need, and able to supply. Help him. Don't tell God to do nothing to him, but bless him. I dare you to do it. I'm daring you to do it. It works.
Yes, it does.
And don't be on the corner talking about them either. Don't be on, yeah, good, yeah, man. Forget about that. You don't put it in the hand of the Lord. You let him handle it. When he gets through handling it, can't nobody all about nothing.
I hear you, Pastor.
You God, child.
I hear you, Pastor.
God know how to get you back home. He know how to handle his own business. You don't need the devil in this. I fixed it for you. You my child. And when God get through, you'll see how it turn out. How God will fix it. And when he get through fixing it, the end of it is going to be fold up. Just like that. In the hands of the Lord. He may get it and do all that.
That's right.
Boy, but when he get through
with it. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
She has got a clean hand. Yeah, they go. Yeah. When he get through with it, fold it up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah, Lord. Reverend Walker, what you really trying to tell these people? Trust God.
Thank you.
All I'm saying, you ain't got to fight back.
Amen.
Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. You ain't got to do all that. I'm trying to dare you. I'm double dog daring you to love your enemy. You just like them. I'm just like them. I'm going to do like you. There's two bad dogs in the same patch. Somebody got to show Jesus. See, Jesus, see, look how they treat Jesus, but look what he said. I love you. How they treated Jesus, but he said, I love you. You can't do nothing with love. I said, you can't do nothing with it. Don't, I'm going to try. Don't be talking like that. Do it because God put it on your heart. Love your enemy. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Say all manner of evil against you falsely. For his what?
Name.
For his what?
Name.
Not your name, say for what? His name.
Amen. I hate you, Pastor. I hate you.
Wake up in the morning, think you're crazy. When God get through with you. Tell your husband, tell your wife, you know what? What? I feel better now. You know, something will happen to me or something. I thought, old Jack, I couldn't stand him. And God slipping there and operating on his heart. He don't know what happened. All he know is the hate gone. The hate gone. And it's miserable when you hate folks all the time. Had a stomach ache all the time. Headache all the time. Stomach ache all the time. Knee aching. Everything get aching when you got hate in you. You better listen at me. When you love your enemy, God said, love your enemy. Didn't he say it?
Yeah.
Ain't no way in that way he said, hate your enemy. He said, what? Love your enemy. Pray for them who despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. For who say? My name's sake. Just because you're a child of God, they hate you. But love them anyway. And see what will happen. Jesus is love. Jesus bring no hate him with him. Only hate he brought with him, I hate sin. And since he hates sin, he said, but I still have mercy on the sinner. I still got mercy on the sinner. I died for sinners. Jesus went to hell for sinners. I say he went to hell. I say he went to hell. He went to hell to keep me from going, to keep you from going, to keep you from going. That's what he went to hell for. Somebody had to pay a debt. Jesus went to hell to pay the debt. Now, they killed him, but he got up. That's the case. See, he got up with all power. See, Jesus is alive. And he well. And he called for whosoever will, let him come. If you, I don't care what you done done. God still love you.
I hear you, Pastor.
He'll save anybody.
I hear you.
I don't care if you don't kill 1,000 people. He'll save you. Ain't that something, boy?
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't kill or stole everything you can put your hands on. He still what? Love you. And he still will do what? Save you.
Amen.
I know you don't cuss your mom out. Cuss your dad out. Hard-headed. And don't, days don't live long, you know, but you may not live long, but get saved. Because God can't go against his own words, you know that now.
Right.
If you disobedient to Pam, he said what? He'll shorten your what? He'll shorten your day.
Yeah.
He'll shorten your day, but if he shorten my day, I'm still saved.
Yeah.
I'm still going to heaven. Y'all let me say this, please let me say this. And then that little hard-headed boy, you know, mama already done died, dog, and there he is in heaven. There he is, that girl made it, he made it, he made it. He made it. He made it. He'll save anybody. You can't get too bad. Can't do nothing, nothing. Everybody said nothing. You can't do nothing too bad for God not to save you. Say
nothing.
Say it again. You can't do nothing. You can't bring up nothing. You can't create nothing that God won't save you regardless of how bad you think you are.
Amen.
He will do what?
Save.
Paul proved that. He said, I'm the what?
Chief.
The chief.
Amen.
If he saved the chief a sinner,
yes,
Paul said, you know what? He'll save you. He got the chief. Now, if he saved Paul, Paul said, I know he'll save you. All them folks I killed, Paul said. But God changed his heart. I don't care how bad you think you are. Mean. God will save you.
Yes.
Let y'all go home. Let us stand. But the doors of the church is open. Let us stand. Anybody want to give their life to Christ as your personal Savior, you may come. We'll be back this evening, but anybody want to give your life to Christ, you may come now. Don't wait too late. Don't wait too late. Not to give your life to Christ. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going somewhere to stay now. I've got to put that in there. It got to be hell or heaven. Ain't no two places you can go at the same time. That means Jesus coming. Well, you can go to heaven or hell. That's up to you. Bible says, man, confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved from the lake of fire. Just believing on Jesus. Ain't no jumping up and down, just believing. Will there be one? Somebody may want to come by Christian experience. Somebody may want to come by letter. You may come. Somebody may want to come by just to be a part of this church, this membership. You may come. The doors of the church is open. Will there be one? Will there be one? Hallelujah.